Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is News Radio WRVA. Boy, do we have a heck of a show planned for you for today. My name is Rich Scherrera. I am your host for the next 4 hours. I don't know if I'm going to be able to catch my breath because we've been running since we got here this morning at 4 a.m. prepping for the show. We've got a lot. There's a state of emergency that's been declared in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin will join us. That's the big enchilada joining us today coming up. It's 7:15. Why did Governor Youngkin declare a state of emergency? Because of a story that we covered yesterday here on this program. If you recall, we talked with Tanya J. Powers. 800,000 Virginians are going to lose their SNAP benefits, their food stamp program, because of the government shutdown. We talked about it yesterday. We debated it yesterday. Lots of text messages yesterday. Well, Governor Youngkin reacts. And he has declared a state of emergency to continue funding the SNAP program because the rich men up in Richmond, north of Richmond, can't get their act together to take care of that, to get the federal government working one more day. So Glenn Youngkin explains why he did this coming up at 7:15. That's just the beginning of the all-star lineup of guests we have on the program for you today. Hey, let's just get after it right now. Here's the five things you need to know this morning as you wake up.
And now, five things you need to know. Number one.
All right, number one, Glenn Youngkin has declared a state of emergency in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We've been telling you folks, the longer this government shutdown goes on, the more people that are going to be hurt. The Democrats and Republicans can't get together to take care of Americans. At least your governor, Glenn Youngkin, is doing something about it. He'll explain why he declared a state of emergency and why they're going to fund the SNAP program that takes money from the federal government, given to the states, and then to the people that need food assistance. He joins us coming up here at 7:15. Also, a developing story. The Democratic legislature, the House of Delegates, the Senate, the Democratic leaders have called for a special session to be enacted beginning on Monday. There's no official agenda of what they're going to cover, but reports are it's about redistricting. The Democrats are going to haul the entire General Assembly back to Richmond, Virginia, beginning on Monday. The reason they're doing this for is redistricting. In order to have redistricting, you need to have two votes from the General Assembly. They need to get one now, then they need to get one after the November election. Those are two votes. Then they can get a referendum on the ballot in order to have redistricting, gerrymandering the Commonwealth of Virginia before we get to the midterm elections. Folks, what have I said? What have I said since I got here? Don't CA my VA. Don't make Virginia like California. That's exactly what they're going to try to do. I'm going to ask that of Governor Youngkin coming up at 7:15. You do not want to miss it.
Number two.
The government shutdown reaches day number 24. No end in sight. Another opportunity to try to get the government back to work. Democrats say no in the Senate. The Republicans advance a bill trying to at least pay the essential workers that are working right now, you know, like the air traffic controllers, ICE officers, police, the folks that are still working right now and not getting currently a paycheck. I know they'll get their money eventually, but it doesn't help put gas in their car to get to work today, does it? Well, that goes down to defeat as well. This thing is not going to get solved anytime soon. I just don't get it. We're day 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. It makes me shake my head. It really is sad what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. right now.
Number three.
All right, Mayor Danny Avila, we haven't talked to him in a while. He released a plan, his vision for what Richmond should be, his master plan. We'll catch up with the mayor at 7:35. Joins us in the program talking about the mayor's master plan, and I'll have him explain it to all of you what he wants to see Richmond, Virginia grow into. The mayor, Danny Avila, joins us at 7:35.
Number four.
All right, that's what Donald Trump's saying this morning. Blame Canada. Why? Oh, boy. They have made him very, very upset. Canada, I guess, released a video with the voice of Ronald Reagan taking excerpts of a speech he had about tariffs. They cut it up. It's not indicative of what the former president of the United States, the iconic president of the United States, has said. The Ronald Reagan quote, this is from a Fox News ad. The Ronald Reagan Foundation has announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement which is fake, featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social, the ad was for $75,000. Not they only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts, he continued. Because of that, quote, based on their egregious behavior, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Boom. Drop the mic. Put the fries in the bag. It's over. By the way, do you know what that is? That's like the newest thing the kids are saying. You know, you remember the word skibbity? You ever hear your kids say skibbity? It was a nonsense word. There's new words that the kids are using now. One of those is, when we're done, it's over. Put the fries in the bag. You know, like you're getting fast food, and the guy's just standing there, he's waiting and waiting. Hey, dude, come on, let's go. It's over. Done. Put the fries in the bag. Let's go. So for Canada, your negotiations with the president, put the fries in the bag. It's over.
Number five.
Legal sports bets like Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, while others like Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and former Cleveland Cavaliers assistant coach Damon Jones are caught up in an illegal poker game allegedly run by the mafia. The U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York says the rigged machines bilked victims out of millions. The NBA has placed both Rozier and Billups on immediate leave. Rozier's attorney released a statement calling his arrest a, quote, photo op for the FBI.
This story is wild. We're going to talk about this coming up on the program. The NBA rocked yesterday. I mean, rocked to its core. This is Shoeless Joe Jackson type of rocking to its core. The FBI's had this two-year investigation into the National Basketball Association. Couple things. How many of you use the sports betting app? Lots do. Well, there's an NBA player, Rozier, now plays for the Miami Heat. He was feeding information to bettors on his prop bet is over-under. Those of you that don't know what a prop bet is, it's a proposition bet. I bet that he'll score 10 or more points, and you can either take the over, meaning that you think he'll score 11, or the under, that he'll score 9, less than 10. You could do these on all these sports apps. You could do this in Vegas. Well, apparently, this NBA player was working with organized crime to throw his prop bet, not necessarily throw the game, but certainly it would call into question the legitimacy of the game. but he was taking the under on his own performance. Yeah, I'm going to score less than 10 points, pulling himself out of a game. Folks, this is going to rock the world of sports. Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA, he's the one who saw his NBA league starting to flounder. He's the one who started pushing years ago to allow sports gambling in professional sports. He's the one who pushed this. He's the one who brought all this upon us. And now, hey, commissioner, blank around and find out, because that's exactly what you did. Your league is going to be rocked. This is just the beginning. Now, by the way, Stephen A. Smith was popping off about this the other day on ESPN. I'll play you his idiotic comments, and I'm going to apologize to America right now. I was one of the first people to ever put Stephen A. Smith on the radio back in the year 2000 when I worked at Fox Sports. I was the one dumb enough to put him on the radio for the first time on a national platform. His career has gotten a little bit different than mine, but what he says is absolutely idiotic. I'll play that for you coming up at 6:35. You're going to want to hear that. The second part of this is there's an NBA head coach in Portland named Chauncey Billups. He was involved with organized crime. We're talking the real organized crime. They were running illegal poker games. And what they would do is they would get guys to come play in these high-stake poker games by having some NBA players or NBA personnel there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go play poker with Chauncey Billups. Okay, they'll have games going on all over the place. These were fixed. These are games that they had x-ray machines on the tables. They had card counters when they were shuffling the decks. So everybody playing, except for the suckers, knew what the cards were going to be. Millions of dollars were lost by people that came to these poker games. Everybody was in on it, including Chauncey Billups. He's now under arrest by the FBI. You're not going to believe the ridiculous things you'll hear that ESPN was playing yesterday, trying to blame Donald Trump on all of this. All that coming up here on the program. I'm Rich Schreier. Hey, we're going to have a great Friday. Yesterday I went over and we left the show early to go to the burial of Eliza Monroe. It was absolutely just breathtaking, and I was so honored to be there. Spent some time with Governor Allen. He's going to join us on the program coming up as well. We'll have our football picks, and he's got a whole lot to talk about. Listen, you do not want to go anywhere. This could be one of the best shows we're going to have in a long time. I'm Rich Schreier. Thanks for joining us. This is News Radio WRVA. All right, it's Friday here on News Radio WRVA 625. I'm Rich Schreier. Hey, if your alarm went off, get out of bed, get dressed. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Coming up today, we'll have the Green Top Outdoor Report for the hunters that are going on. It's been a hunting season. It's starting to feel a little crisp in the air. That's on the agenda for today. And then later, we'll have Dave Saunders stop by with everything to do in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. All right, I want to tackle this next story coming up after our Fox News update, this NBA gambling probe. So there's two things going on at the same time. Number one, the National Basketball Association really needs to be looked at. This needs to be something that the Congress needs to look into. You need to have investigators get into this. That if the games are being rigged by gamblers, if the performance of the players is being affected by gamblers, if they're throwing prop bets, what else? If I could do it with one player, are you telling me that's the only guy that's doing this? Where there's smoke, there's fire. So that's number one. The NBA, I think now, needs to look in the mirror. People need to look at it with a jaundiced eye. Is this legit? Is there legitimacy in the National Basketball Association? Adam Silver, you welcome the gamblers into your league. Now you're going to pay the price for it. Mess around and find out. Number two is, even something like the NBA gambling ring, even the NBA getting involved with organized crime and rigged poker games, can bring out the silliest, most inane comments from Stephen A. Smith. Listen, Stephen A. Smith wants to come play in this pool. He wants to jump into the deep end of the pool. You're going to hear the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He blames Donald Trump for this situation, for this sit in the NBA. When I worked at the networks, I was told no politics. I guess it doesn't apply to Stephen A. Smith. Maybe he should listen to it because his take on this is ridiculous. You'll hear it next here on News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's Rich Herrera with you here on News Radio WRVA. Happy Friday to you all. We've got so much going on. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll talk with Governor Glenn Youngkin. He has declared a state of emergency here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, with the federal government still being shut down by the Richmond north of Richmond. The governor has decided to declare a state of emergency because, it's a story we covered yesterday here on Richmond's Morning News, the SNAP benefits, the food stamp program, doesn't have funding, and there are 800,000 some odd Virginians that rely on that in order to make ends meet, to feed their kids. Without federal funding, they would go hungry. And the fact that we are seeing food pantries being set up across the country, from military bases to downtowns to after-school centers, if the Richmond, north of Richmond, can't get their act together, the governor of Virginia is acting. We'll ask him why he felt it was important enough to declare a state of emergency. Also, this breaking story, the General Assembly will reconvene in Richmond on Monday. While there is nothing on the agenda of what they're looking for, reports are, RTD has this, a lot of other spaces have this as well, the Democrats in Virginia are going to bring the General Assembly back into session in order to have a vote to make an amendment for redistricting. They are going to follow the lead of California and Texas and a lot of these other places that have had redistricting. Their rush to do this is so they can have redistricting before the next midterm election. We'll talk to the governor about that coming up at 7:15. You don't want to miss it. All right, story we've been talking about this morning, this NBA gambling probe, which is going to rock professional sports. Here's what I'll tell you. Professional sports, it's an insatiable beast. It constantly is thriving to figure out more ways to make money. I worked in that beast. I know that beast very well. I've sat with the commissioners of all the sports. When I worked in Major League Baseball, we got pushed one thing and one thing only. We need to drive revenue. We need to drive revenue. We need to drive revenue. The NBA needs to drive revenue. Everybody else is chasing the National Football League, who drives more revenue than everybody else. The NBA decided, because of lagging attendance and lagging viewership and the league not being able to catch up with the National Football League, they're the ones who spearheaded legalizing gaming throughout the country. That's when now you have the DraftKings and all these apps. It's allowed, it's legal to bet on sports. Heck, there's ballparks you can walk in and bet on the game as you walk into the arena, you walk into the baseball stadium. Well, I said this and I sounded the alarm that if you get in bed, if you lie down with pigs, then you know what? This is what you're going to get. You lie down with dogs with fleas, you're going to get fleas. As these leagues have invited gambling to come right into their home, something like this was going to happen. Cash Patel yesterday announces the FBI has been investigating for 2 years players laying down on their prop bets, meaning if the over-under for Rich Herrera to score 10 points today is 10, These players say, great, I'm going to make sure I score less than 10 points, bet on myself to score less than 10 points, and I'll cash out. Meanwhile, the betting public has no idea. And they did arrest an NBA player yesterday for doing that, pulling himself out of the game to make sure that he made made less than the over-under on how many points he was to score that night. This goes to the integrity of the sport. This almost killed baseball in 1919 with the Black Sox, and this is going to be as big with the National Basketball Association. Also, this is getting involved with organized crime, and that's what the leagues have fought for years and years and years. That's why Pete Rose was kicked out of baseball, never let back in, because he was gambling illegally, betting on the games, calling into question the integrity of the games. Well, now we want to talk about integrity of the games. An active NBA coach was participating in rigged poker games with organized crime. These aren't just penny-ante games, somebody playing for $5. These are multi-million dollar games, and the way they got these players to come into play in these games was by having them enticed by being able to play with celebrities and big-name athletes, including one NBA head coach that was indicted yesterday by the feds. His name's Chauncey Billups. He's a Hall of Famer. He's the Basketball Hall of Fame. He was the current head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. In these games, they would get people to come in and play in these high-stake games. Hey, you want to play a game of poker? Chauncey Billups is going to be there. It's got to be legit. They walked in. They played. While these games were going on, there were high-tech surveillance equipment that read the cards. There were card counters. The automatic shuffling deck machines, you see them in Las Vegas when you go, they had sensors in there to tell everybody what cards were coming up next. They had x-ray machines inside the tables, and the information was relayed to somebody else off-site, and then he relayed that information back to the player, a player in the game, in order to rig the game to take the money for the people that were the hapless dopes, the suckers that got involved in this game. Millions of dollars changed hands. La Cosa Nostra, the five families of New York, four of the five families were involved in these poker games. Chauncey Billups, NBA coach, was in the middle of this. You want to talk about being able to get your hooks into somebody? What if Chauncey Billups all of a sudden said, I don't want to do this anymore, and the people that ran these things said, I think you're going to, and I think you're going to give me some information about what's going on, and I think now I have an insider in the NBA. This can't be a bigger story. But with all that being said, that I just explained to you, that you have a multi-billion dollar sport that might come tumbling down because of organized crime and illegal betting. Nah, Stephen A. Smith, who thinks he's some kind of pundit, who thinks he can waltz in and start talking, and everybody's going to pay attention to him because he knows what he's talking about. And again, I told you this, when I worked at the networks, when I worked in sports, they would tell me, Herrera, shut up, no politics. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say in your politics. They knew I was conservative. They knew that they didn't want to hear what I had to say because I went against what mainstream liberal media said. Stephen A. Smith, on the other hand, and I tell you this, I was the first to put him on national radio. And one of the biggest mistakes I think I've ever made when I allowed my producers to put him on repeatedly when I worked at Fox Sports, when he was a writer in Philadelphia. Well, here's what he had to say yesterday on ESPN. He said that... Donald Trump is coming after the NBA because of all the liberals that have been protesting. Here's the most ridiculous thing you'll hear all day. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN yesterday.
Why am I glad you're here, Monica? Because don't be surprised if the WNBA is next on his list. Mm-hmm. Because when you've got all of these protests that have been going out there and people that have been protesting against him and what have you, this man is coming. He's coming. And I've been saying it for a long time. And to me, this is the latest nugget of evidence that we're talking about right here. That's not to question the legitimacy of the case. We don't know. We're all sitting up here and we're saying that we don't know. But anybody that has been around him, anybody that has talked to him, anybody that has seen his reactions from the sports leagues and the positions that people have taken, they are not surprised at what's going on today. I'm watching a press conference with the director of the FBI. Tell me when we've seen that. We've seen people, we've seen accusations before. We've seen athletes get in trouble with the law before. You don't see the director of the FBI having a press conference.
No, we also don't see the head coach of an NBA franchise being involved with organized crime and illegal poker games. We also don't see NBA players throwing games and manipulating the proposition markets, betting on themselves to score less, pulling themselves out of the game, ostensibly not playing the game straight up, Stephen A. Smith. No, we've never seen that before. That's why you see the head of the FBI having a press conference saying that absolutely there's something crooked going on in the National Basketball Association. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. And for your ridiculous notion that it does, come on, man. I'll quote Joe Biden. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? You're going to go after Donald Trump because there's an NBA coach that's involved with organized mobsters, with gangsters?
Come on, man.
You're going to go after Donald Trump because there's a player that's fixing games?
Come on, man.
Exactly. I want to hear what America has to say. I want to hear what you have to say right now here in Richmond, Virginia. Number one, I always knew once you got the gamblers involved, it was just a matter of time before something like this has happened. Major League Baseball's had this happen. Now the NBA has this happen at an even grander scale than what happened to a few players in the Major League Baseball. The NFL's got to be looking over their shoulder. It's going to be coming from them, the NHL, college. Once you open all of this up, we're going to find out even more. Get your thoughts right now. A pox upon all of them, because Adam Silver and the rest of the commissioners, you took their dirty money, and now it's affected you. You brought these people into your life, and now all of a sudden you're going, I can't believe this is going on. You messed around, and now you're going to find out. I want to know what everybody thinks. 833-804-1140. Number one, are you surprised that there's gambling and there's organized crime involved in that in professional sports? And can you believe that somebody actually has the audacity to say, yeah, I know there was an NBA coach that was hanging out with mobsters, but that obviously is Donald Trump's fault. You want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome? Bing, there you go. Number for you to join us, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, my name is Rich Herrera. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on the program, I got a couple different things. I had a guest that we scheduled, Dom Giordano from our sister station up in Philadelphia. UVA is fighting with the Trump administration. They finally gave in. Trump administration's trying to root out a lot of the things that we're seeing in college. We'll talk to him coming up at 7, a quick conversation with him. Mayor Dan Yavula joins us at 7:35. But the big guest we're going to have today, Governor Glenn Youngkin, has declared a state of emergency. We talked to him this morning at 7:15. Don't go anywhere. This is News Radio WRVA. This is Richmond's Morning News. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Some great text messages this morning. Good morning, Ann from RVA. It's sick to me that athletes and coaches who have tons of money want to get involved with gambling and organized crime. What does money do? Money is just the root of all evil, right? Money, the more corrupt. I don't agree with Stephen A. Smith about all this leading back to President Trump. The investigation was going on years before. College sports is probably involved as well, thanks to NIL. Oh, 100%. I think there's something to be said that they need to look into what's going on with some of these college kids out there that even have less money than NBA players. Sports are corrupt in one form or another, from T-ball to the World Series. That's why I never watch them. No offense, Rich. Steve in Mechanicsville. You know, Steve, when I originally saw that, my initial reaction, again, cognitive dissonance, I'm going to do mental gymnastics to say, no, Steve, you're wrong. Steve, I think you're right. From T-ball to travel league, somebody's making money on that. If somebody can make a dollar on it and take a shortcut, they're going to do it. And that's why you need to stand up to these things. You know what, Steve, originally, I wasn't going to read your text message on the air, but I think you hit the nail on the head. There's something going on wrong with our society when it comes to all of this. All right, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about education and what happened at UVA and the compact with the Trump administration, how some schools are still fighting it. Governor Youngkin joins us at 7:15. Mayor Avula, 7:35. Busy 7 o'clock hour here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.